Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, thanks for joining us for another edition of the BTSC podcast, We Run the North. I'm your host, Kevin Tate, host of this podcast, the Know-It-All podcast. And with me, I got each of my co-hosts, the homies you know, B Dirt, a.k.a. Brandon, or is it Brandon, a.k.a. B Dirt?
We're going to Brandon, a.k.a. B Dirt.
Okay, B Dirt, a.k.a. Brandon. And Pay, we don't even know your name. Do you have a name?
That is my name, Pay.
Hey, man, I know your grandmother. I know what your real name is. I know your government, bro.
And that's what she called me, Payday.
Yeah, she do call you that, but I mean.
There you go. If my grandma calls me that, that's what everybody should call me.
do they call you Payday at work?
Only when it's time. Only when I don't show up because, you know. Just got paid Friday night.
For those that don't know, I started the B Dirt moniker on the live chat on the Know It Alls podcast so that I could talk trash to you without you actually knowing it was me. So that's how the whole B Dirt thing came about.
But no, B Dirt actually came about from our homie back in Ohio, Moose, right?
Yeah, well, Moose was the first one that called me it, but I used it on your Know-It-Alls podcast so that you didn't know who I was. And then you put two and two together because we had a conversation that week about something I mentioned in it, and you called me out right there live on the podcast.
Yeah, man. I probably, you know, it was an epiphany. It just popped in my head. But I think it's funny, man, how Moose – started calling you B Dirt, man. How did Moose start calling you B Dirt?
Because he said my car always be dirty. And I tell you what, I think it hurt my soul because I for years I've had a monthly car wash subscription. And I keep it as clean as possible.
Yeah, I got one of those. They come in handy when we leaving out. Going to work or going wherever, it's on my way out, going towards the Beltway, and I go right about 5 minutes from my house. I go right through there, and if I feel like I need to go again at the end of the day, I go at the end of the day too. But all right, fellas, it was good to see you guys. B Dirt's on his high horse. He got his Michigan swag on. You can't see it. They going. I think you're going to the championship tonight, right?
In Indianapolis, my friend.
Hell
going to get live with it tonight.
Hail to the victors.
That should be a nice one.
Should be a nice one. Should put a licking all per don't.
Yeah. You guys really should. I hope you do. Well, look, we're gonna shake things up a little bit this week just because this week we're going to try. We're going to do our picks first, and to try and get through them so we can talk about the Steelers. Are they capable of going on a winning streak? Deshaun Watson, what that means for Cleveland? Can they get on the streak? The Baltimore Ravens losing last week to the Jaguars, and is Baltimore for real? And the big Kansas City Bengals game might be one of the biggest games this weekend, along with the Dolphins and the 49ers, at least on my menu of games to must see. But, okay, so let's get into it, fellas. Thursday night, we saw the Bills and the Patriots. Really nothing to talk about, I don't think. But you guys got any thoughts on that game?
Went the way it should have.
I agree. It went exactly the way I thought it was going to go. Two teams who have above-average defense. They slugged it out, and Buffalo just got too much sauce for them. They end up winning by multiple scores, and you know, but they weren't overpowering. Pretty much as you know, you should have expected.
Once Buffalo got up two scores, did you ever feel like the Patriots had the potential to come back?
No,
I didn't either.
Bill Belichick is very reliant on the running game, and Stevenson had some anti-stickum on his gloves because he couldn't hold on to the ball early on. So, and if you saw Mac Jones after the game, you know, if you read it, if you saw that clip that's going viral, his displeasure with the play caller. So, no, I had.
Well, the play caller is their former defensive coordinator.
Hey, I like that fire from the kid. I do. Like, give me a little bit of that. You got to be able to harness it, though. You just can't spout off at the mouth without harnessing it and having grown-up conversations to follow it. But I like that from him. I like it.
Yeah, I like it, too. I don't think it's going to go anywhere for him, but, you know, it's good to see. It was funny.
No, I feel like Belichick doesn't like to be told what to do very often.
I don't think many head coaches like to be told what to do from their average players.
Yeah.
You call it Mac Jones average?
I didn't sugarcoat that at all.
No, you didn't. You didn't. So
you didn't I didn't know when he got up to average.
Well, I mean, I was nice.
I'd have him slightly below average.
Mac Jones was a Pro Bowler last year. Let me remind you guys.
I mean, yeah, I think
I'm not saying he's great.
17 people turn it down. Everybody goes to the Pro Bowl now.
I made the Pro Bowl too.
You did. So, you did, Najee.
So I say this. I want to commend you for putting these pick'ems up here first after this Thursday night banner, because you know it took us the first few weeks of the year to kind of look at our picks and go, hey, we're actually really good at this. And then after that, we started keeping track. And Tate, you saved us last week from having our second losing week. We pulled off a 7-6. So we're back
on. That was that Steelers Monday night pick, right?
That's right, man. You were 1-4, and your homer pick came home. Now, listen, I know what it's like to be. I was one and four.
Lost every game last week, except that one.
You're not as
you were right there at the worst. Now, the last 2 weeks, I want to throw this out there. The last 2 weeks, I was terrible. You know what I mean? I won two games in the last 2 weeks before that. So, but I did redeem myself last week by going 4-0. Pay, you were Mac Jones. You were very average, 2-2. Tate, even though you were 1-4, that one we needed really bad to get 7-6. So thank you for that.
I'm clutch. So Monday night clutch.
Just be rookie, clutch. That's it.
Rookie year, Tom Brady.
There you go.
All right. Well, enough talk about that Bills Patriots game. The Bills won. Give us credit for that, man. I'm sure we would have all picked the Bills.
Oh, I did. I picked them to cover, and I'm happy I cashed in.
Yeah, my bank account agrees with you.
Okay, so we're gonna run through these AFC North games real quick. I'm gonna give the first one to you, Pay. The Browns and the Texans. Deshaun Watson coming back. You don't gotta elaborate a whole bunch on that because we're gonna piggyback towards the end of the show and talk about all that stuff. But what do you think about this game?
So the Texans are home dogs plus 7, 46.5 on the over.
Yeah, I want to think that Houston has some extra mojo, extra fire in their belly for this game, but I can't convince myself as to why. They're one of the worst run defenses in the league, and you know, Cleveland's one of the best run teams in the league. Deshaun, his first game back, I can see this being a very run heavy game, and that plays right into the strength of the team, as I said, and the weakness of their opponent. I expect them to cover that spread, win by a touchdown. Let's say 17-9.
Wow, you don't think Cleveland wants to unveil Deshaun Watson? You don't think Deshaun Watson wants to come home and throw for 300 in his first game back? I'm just asking the question.
I think they would like to. I think he would like to. I don't think neither one would happen.
Okay, you know, passing is down in the league this year. I was watching some earlier today, and like, you know, passing is down all around the league. Like, 300-yard games are rare this year.
Yeah, I think that's because, one quarterback that was elite last year, he's going through marital issues. Another one that was elite-ish the last few years, he's pretty washed and living in the mountains now. Can't get his
going
team
going through ayahuasca issues.
Yeah, can't get his teammates to come to his birthday party.
Are we talking about Russ or Aaron Rodgers?
I was talking about Rodgers. He's talking about Russ.
I'm talking about Russ. So you know. So yeah, there's a lot of QB former elite QBs. Well, Tom is still kind of elite. There's some stepping down at the top to explain some of that.
I don't disagree, but you got teams winning. Like Kirk Cousins probably just doesn't average 300 yards a game, but Justin Jefferson averages 120. I mean, so that element of the passing game is there. Man, Tua and Mahomes might average more yards, and I'm just talking off the top of my head. But yeah, so I don't know. B Dirt, man, coming to you, man, with the Kansas City Chiefs and your Cincinnati Bengals, man. What are we thinking about this game, B Dirt?
I gotta be honest with you. It's a 4:25 start. I was hoping that you were gonna throw me one of the other two games first, so that you didn't get to take both of your homer picks. Because I'm tired of you riding with Russ. But no, I mean, the Chiefs at the Bengals. There's a lot of trash talking going on. The Bengals have beaten the Chiefs twice last year. You know, we got Jamar Chase coming back. Still have some questions, even though we think we're going to have Mixon back. Still have some questions about, I mean, that concussion's lingered a little bit, so I'm not real sure how much we'll use him if we do. But they have no Tony yet. They have no Hardman. So I really think that plays into our strengths. They're using a lot of two wide receivers rather than three. I think that plays into our strengths. The Bengals are getting 2 points at home, over under 53. That tells me it's going to be fun to watch.
That's a fine.
But I can't pick against as much as I want to take my Bengals, I'm going to say 34-27 Chiefs.
Wow.
I think the Chiefs are too good. I don't expect to beat them three times in a row. Listen, do I want to? Yes. Do I think if we do, does it really send a message? I think it does. But it's tough to beat them three times in a row. That's it. Period.
You're being an extremely realistic fan, B Dirt, and I'm gonna put a paper clip in there, cause we're gonna come back to that. Cause I know you got something to say about being a realistic fan, and we'll talk about that after we make the rest of these picks. Yeah. So B Dirt. The Ravens and the Broncos.
Are you asking for my take on this? Man,
hey, I don't want my homer pick to affect what our winning percentage could be. Because you probably already know and have said what I'm going to do.
I'm going to keep this short and sweet for you. Put a fork in them. Put that last scoop of dirt on top of the grave. Ravens in a landslide. They have to get right. They have to prove themselves. I'm going to say 27-10. Ravens win by 17. Ravens are favored by 9.5. 39.5 is the over under. Got it slightly under, but that's just because Russ can't score. That's it.
Okay. I'm going to say this. This is the Ravens are a pick. This is just my offline take. Russ and the Broncos win. Russ throws 3 touchdowns.
That would be half of what he has so far this year.
I understand that, but
okay, all right, got you.
The Ravens defense give it up in the passing game, man. I'm telling you.
Sounds like good money to me.
They've given up in the passing game to who?
Tua, Trevor Lawrence last week had 3 tubs. I mean, how far you want me to go back?
I want you to give me all the names.
Tua, Trevor Lawrence, Daniel Jones for the comeback. That doesn't pass for a lot, but he eats them. He ate them up. And
is that when he had 17 yards rushing?
Mm-hmm. Might have been that game. That's right. He was a huge factor in the comeback win. But anyway,
I just want to circle back on that. All 3 of those, all 3 of those were late in the fourth quarter meltdowns. And yeah, they did hit them, you know, through the air. What's been, other than the inability to score, what's been the other Achilles heel for the Denver Broncos? Late game situation management. They're not going
to turnovers in the red zone, managing the clock.
Exactly. Yep. They're not the team that's going to come back in the fourth quarter on anybody.
You know, tomorrow we watch the game together, not literally together, but together in spirit and in the chat room. So we'll see. Y'all just hold on to that, all that energy. Okay, so now I'm going to talk about our Pittsburgh Steelers, not our referring to myself, B. Dirt and Pay, our referring to all our listeners out there, Steeler Nation. We haven't won 2 games in a row all year.
Now listen, I'm going to give you this line, the way it reads. And I normally would just tell you it's a pick 'em, but it's actually the Falcons plus 0.5. Over under 42.5. The reason why I'm telling you that is because this might be a 17-17 tie. Go ahead.
Yeah, not going to happen. Pittsburgh goes into Atlanta. Hey, Pay, you down in the A, man. We were talking earlier. You were telling me how you said all the Steeler fans are out everywhere.
It's black and gold all over the city right now, man.
And that's what I was telling you, man. They didn't come down from Pittsburgh, man. Those jokers are there, man. Those jokers.
I got a couple of homies that came into town as Pittsburgh fans. Some from Chicago, some from Pittsburgh, some from another guy. He's from Florida. So yeah, they having a little fan convention all over the city. It's even worse than when Chicago was here.
Is that place the Mercedes-Benz Dome?
It is. It is a very nice stadium.
And that's the same one. That's what it's called in New Orleans too, right?
The New Orleans home stadium it's not the Benz, is it? No, it can't be.
It was the Benz and it changed. Is it crypto or is it something weird like that?
No, it's still some type of luxury something.
Okay, but this how I foresee this game going. The Steelers are number four against the run, in spite of what we might think about them, because they have given up against New England, against Cleveland, some of those earlier games, against the Jets, they're giving up the run, but they've really been shutting it down pretty much. They held the Colts last week to about 90 yards. So, I mean, like I said, they're fourth in run defense. Atlanta is sixth in rushing. Or maybe Pittsburgh is sixth in run defense. Atlanta is fourth in rushing. But anyway, strength on strength. I think Pittsburgh has to make Mariota passer. Kenny Pickett is a little more relaxed again, playing in the dome, getting used to the offense a little more. I got Pittsburgh taking this game 21-13. And that would be the over and a cover. Right, B-Dirt?
Over-under is 42.5. That would be the under and the cover.
Okay, yeah, the under. Okay, yeah, because they're not going to score a lot. Like you said, it could be a 17-17 tie, but it couldn't. But it could be 21-13, and that's 34 points, like you said. You got the name of that stadium, Pay?
Caesars. Caesars Superdome.
Okay, yeah, they changed the name of it, though.
Yeah. It's always going to be a Superdome down there.
Yeah. All right, so now we're going to get to these other games real quick, and let's be quick with it. Who had the last game?
I've got two. You got one. Pay's got one.
Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to take care of that after these picks. Pay, I'm going to go ahead and give you this one. Your Chicago Bears hosting the Green Bay Packers. Is Justin Fields playing?
Looks like he will be. He suited up and he suited up for practice on Thursday and Friday. It doesn't look like he's on the injury report, so all systems are a go for Justin. Which,
well, he's getting 3.5 points over under 44.5.
Yeah. As you know, to my dismay, I wish they had just benched him because, you know, no one else is playing other than him. And no one, and by what I say no one else, I mean Chase Claypool will be playing. So, I mean, it's a meaningless game. You know, we didn't trade it off some of our best players. The few good players we have remaining are either done for the season or, you know, taking this game off. I don't know why Justin is playing, but it looked like he will be. So that makes that line very, very interesting. We 3.5 home dogs. Aaron Rodgers looked like he's going to play, and he owns us. You know, he owns Soldier Field. I wanted to believe this is the year we finally get them. We finally stop getting swept, but I can't believe it. I don't know. 3.5 might be a little rich. I got the Packers winning. We cover.
Okay. Finally, a second home pick there.
Yeah, I mean, well, since you're picking the Packers, I want the Packers to win too, and you know why. I want that 33rd or 34th overall second round pick.
Well, since you all going to the playoffs, you might need it.
I don't know who said we're going to the playoffs, but again,
Steeler Nation.
Put a paper clip in it.
Steeler Nation.
B-Dirt, the Jets and the Vikings.
All right. If you listened to me last week, I already picked this game. Nobody that plays in New Jersey, even though they claim New York, is going to the playoffs. Vikings, they're a get-right game. I know Sauce is good. Justin Jefferson is better. 28-13. Vikings cover easy.
Wow. Wow. Okay. No. I think I probably like the Vikings at home, but you don't think it's closer now. You got the Vikings winning by 2 scores.
Yeah. No, I don't think the slipper doesn't fit for Mike White every game. So, I mean, that's where I'm at with it. I think we come back to reality a little bit here. Vikings at home. I'm rolling with them.
All right, I'm going to take this one real quick. The Jaguars are at the Detroit Lions. Detroit played really good last week on Thanksgiving.
It's a -5 Detroit Lions over under 50. Minus 0.5, excuse me. Detroit Lions 51. So this, again, might end in a tie.
Yeah, I got this one being a shootout. I got Detroit taking it 31-27. Jared Goff, Trevor Lawrence, both throw for 2 tubs.
Pay. Is ETN back?
ETN is going to play.
See, I would almost sit him going to turf. Just let it heal for another week. Young, you don't need to win anyway. Eh.
I don't know. I think they're at the part of their rebuild where, you know, developing that winning, you know, stride is important for both teams in this game.
Yeah, you can make that. Yeah, make that argument.
Pay the Titans at the Eagles.
Eagles -4.5, 44 over.
There's another one. There's a lot of great games this weekend, man. No, it's only maybe what, 2 games that are like, you know, like, well, whatever.
It's not like last week when me and you hit a 14 and a 15.5 point cover. But
exactly. This one, what was the line on this again?
Eagles -4.5.
Yeah, I mean, that's scary. 4.5 for the Eagles, even though they're 9-1, but the Titans are not a team that you can go just like, oh yeah.
The Eagles haven't covered the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's, you know, it looks like it's going to be less easy money. And the Titans are a team that wants to run the ball and slow, you know, make it into a sloppy mud fight.
Hey, Ndamukong Suh 3 weeks ago was with his kids on a park slide catching his kids, and now he's got to tackle this beast. Yeah. I don't trust him.
Yeah. You know, Derrick Henry likes to be out on the edges, running over guys that's 185 pounds. Give me the Titans. I'm taking the Titans to win and, you know, and the cover.
Ooh, I hear a money line bet there.
Yeah, give me the Titans.
Wow. Okay. Be Dirt. The Commanders and the Giants, your Commies versus the Giants.
You gave me 2 layups. Again, the New Jersey Giants are +2 at home, 40.5. Commies all day, every day. I don't believe in the Giants. I'm going to take the Commies in an upset here. Even though they're giving them points, most people, I think, would pick them as an upset. They're on a roll, man. I think it's going to be bludgeon, ugly, 23-20 game. They cover by 1 point. Take the over.
Okay. I got the game of the week, I think, the Dolphins and the 49ers.
49ers -4, 46.5.
I think the under is in play. I like Mike McDaniels knowing what the 49ers want to do. And he's even though Kyle Shanahan gets all the credit, he's the partial mastermind of that offensive scheme. I think Tyreek Hill and Waddle will go crazy. And I got I'm going to take the Dolphins in the upset, man. I'm going to I'm going to say 24-17.
I like it.
Pay, back on you. Seahawks and the Rams.
Oh, yeah. Easy one. Finally. Finally. Finally.
Rams plus 7. 41 is the over-under.
Rams gave up on this season. If they had a draft pick, they'll be tanking. They don't. They're just getting in some early late year PTO. That's all this is. Seahawks are going to cover that line.
I agree with you. I think the Rams has completely rolled over, legs in the air, looking for belly rubs.
That sounds like you're talking about Bay.
You know it.
Hey man, B Dirt. Chargers at the Raiders.
Man, sneaky game here. Raiders minus one favorites, 49.5 on the over-under here. Chargers have lost some tough games, pulled out some games at the very end. They're always close. The Raiders walk-off touchdown last week. I mean, I expect fireworks in this. I think it's going to be a shootout, even with the over-under at 49.5. I still think it goes over. Keenan Allen, I think, is finally getting a little bit healthier. Whatever. Eckler looks great. I think we got some ribs healing over there. I'm going to take the Chargers. I'm going to take them 33-27.
Oh, that's a shootout, like you said. All right. Pay. I'm going to give you this Sunday night game. And the only reason this one didn't get flexed because the Cowboys are playing. They flexed the Steelers and Bengals. Why wouldn't they flex the Cowboys versus the Colts?
But so the Colts at Cowboys is the largest line of the week, minus 10.5, over under 44.
Two straight easy ones. Cowboys are going to cover that line.
No more glass slipper for Mr. Saturday.
No, it's a wrap. It was looking like he might be the greatest coach in Colts history, but no, that was a easy facade. Yeah, the Cowboys are just a better team than the Indianapolis Colts. So I don't necessarily like these huge lines. They're always like, garbage money. But I can't see the Colts keeping that game that close. You know, Cowboys cover.
Pay the best team in Indianapolis gonna be playing at 8:00.
The best team in the city of Indianapolis will be playing at 8:00. I have no disagreement.
Well, they're the only team in Indianapolis since this game is in Dallas, but okay. Last game, Monday night game, Saints and the Bucks in Tampa.
Bucks minus 3.5, 40.5 over under.
Goat Milk lost last week, right? Who lost to last week?
Browns.
The Cleveland Browns.
The Browns, that's right, yeah.
The Elves. Overtime.
The Elves.
Tom Brady was 208-0 in his career. With having a 7-point lead with 2 minutes left. And now he's 208-1, thanks to the Elves.
Wow, that's a heck of a stat, Pay. The Elves, the Keebler Elf came in and got lucky. But make this.
Do you think it has anything to do with referring to him as milk now? Maybe that's why. That guy hasn't ingested milk in like 15 years.
Or strawberries.
But we call him goat.
No, you call him goat milk. No one else does.
Big G does.
That's the company you keep.
Hey, man, give me the Bucks to cover the 3. They win the game at home 24-14. All right, so we're done with the picks. When we come back from a short break, we're going to get into just the rest of the stuff we want to talk about. Some Steelers, some Browns, some everything, AFC North, some everything. You know, so but after this break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
And we're back for to finish out the rest of the We Run the North podcast on the BTSC Network of Podcasts. So, fellas, we got the picks down. Now we just can chop it up because I've been wanting to talk about this all day long because I talked to my man in enemy territory, B-Dirt, earlier. I guess he is watching one of our podcasts and he texts me and says, man, some of you Steeler fans are unrealistic. So tell me what you're talking about, B-Dirt.
Well, I saw some comments. And you know, I've missed some of those comments during season because we're not live right now. And I miss some of our followers, some of our people out here making some great comments. But then I got to watch a few of the other BTSC podcasts. I saw some of these like, if anybody can make a run, it's going to be us. We're going to run it out. We're going to win them all. We're going to go to the playoffs. We're going to make some noise in the playoffs. And I'm like, we're watching the same teams, right? Like, we're watching the same game, same – like, I don't know. I don't know where the disconnect is. There's definitely been some growing on the offensive side of the ball for you guys. I think there's some things that are really going well, and I don't understand either. Earlier this year, when everybody wanted to fire Tomlin, Canada, get rid of Pickett, that was 4 weeks ago. You know what I mean? And now you guys are going to run the table and go to the playoffs and make some noise. Little unrealistic. I heard you trying to talk yourself into it earlier.
You talk about me.
Yeah, you, Tate. You're trying to talk yourself into it.
Well, for one, I told you after the Eagles game at the bye, we go 7-2 second half. So
that's right.
If we only lose one more game, that's 7-2. We're 2-1 right now. Like I said, we have Atlanta this tomorrow. Then we have a Ravens game. That's a tough game. But
Vegas is pretty good at what they do, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think Atlanta is a good team?
I don't think Atlanta's good.
Okay, Vegas has you as a pick'em with Atlanta.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. That's what Vegas thinks you are. That's what the people who know think you are. Like, I'm not mad that we're home dogs against Kansas City because I think Kansas City is a better football team than us.
But
do I think we're growing and getting better? Yeah. But I'm realistic saying that I don't think we're going to run the table.
Well, no, you're not going to run the play. You still got to play Buffalo. You play Kansas City. Who else? You guys got a tough schedule. You play Baltimore again. You guys have a very tough schedule. And I'm not saying that we're going to run it. I said we'll finish 7-2 the second half. We're 2-1 right now, and we should be able to beat Atlanta and be 3-1. Then we'll go from there. Next week is Baltimore. I told Pay, he's thumping all. Lamar didn't play. Steelers are 2-3 against Lamar. And one of those wins Lamar got was because it was an overtime game and Juju fumbled in field goal range, and we would have won that game. Lamar should be what, he's 3-2. No, what did I say he is?
He's 2-3.
So he should be 1-3. Or 1-4. I mean 1-4.
He'll be over 500 by the end of the season.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll have to bet on that. But like I said, that's a tough game. And so we'll see what happens there. I think that might be our second loss of my 7-2.
Play them twice, right?
Yeah, we play them twice. We'll beat them once. The question is, can we beat them twice? But then we got the Panthers and the Raiders and the Browns. So, I mean, I'm just saying they're playing better. It's possible if they take it week by week. I'm not saying we make the playoffs. Like I told you, we lost too many tiebreakers. We don't have a tiebreaker with the Patriots, with the Jets, with the whole AFC East. We don't have a tiebreaker. They all beat us. So, you know, we'll see. I'm not saying that they're going to run the table. I still got them having one more loss, and I have them going 7-2 over the second half.
Which, one of my favorite.
Which keeps Mike Tomlin without a losing record.
One of my favorite lines from one of my favorite movies, No Country for Old Men, when Shakirth, I can't pronounce his name, but he tells Woody Harrelson's character before he blows his head off to accept his situation. It'd be more dignity in it. Pittsburgh Steeler fans, terrible town. Realize what you have this season. And realize that this is an opportunity for growth. It's an opportunity to stack the cupboard. There is no playoffs in your future for this season. Focus on May, this upcoming May, where you can get great young talent. January football, just put it out your mind. Accept that that's over for right now. Let this be a learning season. Kenny Pickett's not leading you to the playoffs. TJ Watt's back. Fantastic. So what? Get these picks and stock up. It's no shame in it. I've been doing it my whole football family.
That's what I was just going to say. Sound like somebody real experienced at that kind of fandom.
And now it's time for new beginnings.
And we'll see. We run the North Week 13 episode. I'm at the 40 mark. I'm writing this down, and we'll revisit this. But let's move on. It's enough of the Steelers. Enough of the draft picks we get from the Chicago Bears and all that stuff. But B Dirt. You there, B Dirt?
I'm here.
Hey, man. So, like, really, let's talk about the Bengals schedule. Who do you guys have?
Well, you got to ask me on a day that I'm sitting in my car, can't look at my phone.
I got you.
But much appreciated. But I know we definitely have, we're hitting the tough part of our schedule. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say that we're going to run, lose one game the rest of the season. That's what you're saying.
You guys are 7-4. Yeah, well, your schedule's way tougher.
Yeah,
but we're way better.
You get well.
I don't know that you're way better. You're better.
We're definitely better.
A split.
Way better in the NFL is 10 points, and I think we're 10 points better than you.
A split says you're not.
Well, yeah, with five turnovers in one game, it was an anomaly. But that it is what it is, and we no long snapper. We would have won that too. Like, I mean, come on.
Like I say, a split says you're not.
Should have been a sweep. Go ahead.
The Chiefs, the Browns, the Bucks, the Patriots, the Bills, and the Ravens. That's tough sled, man. And
I've only got them winning three more games.
I got four or two.
So what games you got losing, Pay?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that a little bit later. But, you know, if you go back to our preseason, you know, projection, 10 wins is about where B Dirt had them.
That's so, right. You know.
And they're 7-4 now, right?
Yeah. I got them winning 10 games.
And B Dirt has them winning 11.
Yep.
Okay.
So, I mean, they're right there. I think they're right there. I think they could win 4 of those last, you know, out of their last games. Would I be shocked if they only won 3? No, because I think they'll win one they probably shouldn't. I think they'll lose one they probably shouldn't. So who knows? It's the NFL, man. If nothing's – this year's been crazy, right?
I can't even say the easiest game on that schedule between the Patriots and the Browns. I'd say it's probably the Patriots.
Patriots for us, yeah. And with DJ Reader back and healthy, our defense looks different in the middle. So I expect us to play better against the Browns. I expect us to play better against the Patriots. I expect the run-heavy teams. I expect us to play better against the Ravens.
Okay. Well, you got elite quarterback, elite wide receivers, top 10 running back. So the offense is set. Set of offensive line plays. And the defense is playing better with Reader back in plug in the middle.
So Cam Taylor-Britt, I think, has been since Awuzie got hurt, has been he's gotten burnt on a couple of balls, but for the most part, I think he's played really well. Just a little bit of learning, you know, a little bit of the rookie lumps, right? You're gonna get see some things you haven't seen.
Right. Okay. All right, Pay, let's come to you now real quick with the Ravens schedule.
Want to tell me how so
the Broncos, the Steelers, the Browns, the Falcons, the Steelers, the Bengals.
I said a couple of weeks back that the Ravens, you know, should finish the season going 7-0 in the last, you know, 7 weeks. Obviously they started that off with a L to Jacksonville. But still, you know, Jacksonville's a team on the come up. Well, but before that, you know, the Ravens had won four straight. So I mean, in the last
you didn't think they struggled against the Carolina Panthers?
They did. They coming out of the bye, they did struggle. But I didn't say they weren't going to have, you know, some tough games. I said they should win these games. And Broncos, Steelers, Browns, Falcons, Steelers, they should win these games. Will they have some struggles? Yeah, I mean, they got 3 more division games. Well, 4 more division games on their schedule. Those are, you know, those are always tough. As you said, throw the records out. I don't think you should throw the records out for 2 of them. Browns and these Steelers are going to be wins. So put that down right now.
Did I tell you the Steelers beat the Ravens 4 games in a row?
Yeah, and I told you Lamar didn't play in 2 of those games.
And then that's when I said Lamar's 2-3 against the Steelers career.
That's why he started off his career 2-0. I mean, you know, there's ebbs and flows.
Nah, he did. I don't think he did.
He did.
And when he did, he was beating Duck Hodges and Mason Rudolph too. Let's say that about 2 of those wins.
Kenny Pickett is that much better than Duck Hodges and Mason Rudolph?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Kenny Pickett is better than Justin Fields. He has 9 in his first 16 quarters and 0 in his last 12.
I don't know why you cherry picked it like that. He has 9 in his first starts.
How many interceptions did Peyton Manning have in his rookie season?
Are we doing that right now?
I'm just asking you a question.
Are we doing that?
Quarterbacks are rookie quarterbacks.
Peyton Manning holds the record for interceptions by a rookie quarterback. So that's not all rookie quarterbacks are a rookie quarterback. That's the record for all time most interceptions by a rookie quarterback in his first year. You gave the worst example of it.
Okay, because it's Peyton Manning. Look what he turned into.
Didn't Terry Bradshaw had like 17 picks his for rookie year?
Terry Bradshaw still doesn't come back to Pittsburgh because of the way Pittsburgh treated him after his rookie year.
I don't know what we're doing right now. I mean,
I think it's more than him and Chuck Noll had some disagreements.
Chuck Noll's not even alive anymore, so it doesn't.
Yeah, but that's why he stopped coming to Pittsburgh.
In any case,
a guy named Brown Chuck didn't get along with the quarterback.
I don't think this your Steeler team, as presently constituted, is some type of like formidable foe for the Baltimore Ravens. Could they put up a game? Sure. I mean, it's like I said, it's a division game. But again, they're still a sub 500 team. Let's keep that, you know, on the level here.
They are.
Okay. See what you did with your paperclip, Tate? I'm glad there's nobody in our live chats right now. We'd be getting murdered over here. Steeler Nation be in on me and pay right now. See what you did? Your paperclip did all this.
You guys would deserve it, man. But you'll see. You'll see. We'll have a show at the end where you guys have to apologize.
Hey, I stand right here and eat crow. I stand right here and eat crow. Every time I have a 1-3 week, anytime I'm wrong, I stand right here. I own up to it, eat crow.
I haven't been wrong once.
You've been wrong a lot. Speaking of
statement, I haven't been wrong. Not parlay related. I've been wrong once. I told you Mitch is going to be wrong. I told you Mitch is going to be terrible. I told you exactly who's going to be the best team in the division. I told you you guys are going to be an 8-win, 9-win team. In that range. I mean, let me know where I've been wrong at. Well, the receipts are there. We've got hours and hours of receipts. You let me know.
We're about to get on your wrongness right here with give us your parlay, man.
I still have to get a tie out of you guys in order for me to be right with that 8-8-1 pick.
Yeah, we want to tie Baltimore. Hey, go ahead with your parlay, man. Your little weak parlay.
How did we do last week? Be dirt.
Not good.
Yeah.
We never do good on a parlay.
That's not true.
Connell. Two of the last five weeks.
All right. So I got a special one this week. I'm thinking about putting out 4 picks for the parlay this week, but I'm worried. Ooh. I'm gonna do it anyway. I'm gonna raise the odds. I gotta get back right? You gotta start throwing it in there. I sound like a degenerate.
I like it. Chase it down.
Yes, you gotta chase it. All right, so we're going to start off with something easy. I got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on the money line. That's an easy one, right? Also, couple of that, DC Commies on the money line. Again, very easy. Now this is where it gets tough. I've got a resident B-Dirt team, Cincinnati Bengals, covering the spread against Patty Mahomes. And the fourth game, this is where it gets real hairy. Hair on your chest time, guys. I got the Netherlands over the United States.
Wow, not only Steeler Nation's not going to let him have it be dirt, the whole United States of America is.
Very patriotic of me, right?
Yes.
The game's probably over by the time we get off of this podcast.
So we'll know very soon. That's why I put it out there, man. You know, it's World Cup time. You know, everybody's in a nationalistic fervor. So we had to. I felt like I needed to put that out there in some way, somehow.
I can't root for that one. I see. You made it real hard to root for, Pay. I apologize. I normally root for you. I can't do it on this one. You had me going, too, picking the Bengals. I feel like you did that on purpose. Like, watch me reel Brandon in, and then I'm going to hit him right here. Nope. Screw the USA.
I've got a great feeling about that, man. Cincinnati don't play down to them boys.
We don't. We don't, but like I said, it's hard to beat them three times in a row, I think. It's old college basketball take on that one. It's hard to beat somebody three times in a row.
That's true.
Beat Dirk. So you got those down in the receipt book?
Got them.
All right, man. Everybody's waiting to know who you're doing dirty this week, man.
It's a travel receipt notebook, just FYI, because I'm on the road this week. Man, I started going in on this a little bit earlier, and I thought Pay was going to pull it all out of me. But luckily, we stopped short. $4.65 billion. Over $254 million. For the love of God, someone go to Denver and help these guys. They're spending money like it's water, and the Broncos are terrible. Aging quarterbacks rarely work. They drug an aging Peyton Manning across the finish line when he could look like he was throwing water jugs instead of footballs out there, one duck at a time. You got a proud, proud fan base. You got a proud, proud team. John Elway, Mile High Stadium. You're out here cutting Melvin Gordon. Yes, I understand he was fumbling. But good Lord, are you going to cut everybody that's making mistakes on your team? Because you should start with Nathaniel Can't Hackett. Should not be a head coach in the NFL. Corny Wilson, it's time that he's a backup if this is the way he's going to play. Make some changes before you waste Justin Simmons and Patrick Surtain's careers, or just trade them for assets and start this whole thing over. Do one or the other. I just feel like they're limping through here. Everybody's pointing the finger and nobody's actually doing anything. Denver Broncos, get it together.
Let's ride.
That's a good take. That's a good take. You guys are ridiculing my boy Russ. Can't say he don't deserve it. He let his defensive lineman come over and punk him the other day. He's a quarterback, man. You can't.
Hey, he didn't even deserve that birthday party. I wouldn't even give him a cake.
He don't deserve his birthday party.
Hey, man. Well, B Dirt, Pat, we about to get out of here, man. Thanks everybody, all the listeners out there for listening to us this week. We appreciate you. Hope to see you back next week. Be sure to check out. Get all your Steelers needs right here from the BTSC platform of podcasts and website, both audio and visual on YouTube. And check out, like I said, all the interesting articles on the website. Pay, be dirt. You guys got any closing thoughts?
Ravens covering that spread. And we're not losing to Pittsburgh. B Dirt wants me to say hail to the victors.
No, Pay. Take us out of here. You know how you take us out of here, man.
Arrest Brett Favre.
And we out. Time to stop and check them out.